This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1264, Millions and Billions of Ways to Learn Numbers in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American host, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to take your learning deeper with real-time transcripts and vocabulary practice, download our app on your iOS device. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. How do you say numbers in English? How can you stay connected with the conversation when numbers come up? Today, you get a quick crash course in the big numbers in English.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Awesome, Michelle. I'm doing great. It's almost the weekend. I'm feeling good.
Good, good, good. Yeah, I was just saying I'm going to a wedding this weekend. I'm excited. And you just went to a wedding.
I just went to a wedding. Yeah, the wedding I went to was a little different. There was no dancing is the one thing I was missing out on. But yeah. There was a lot of eating, so that was fun.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, I'm excited about the one I'm going to. It should be good. Awesome. So yeah, Lindsay, though, I have a totally different question. do you have a hard time saying, you've learned Japanese and Spanish. Do you ever have a hard time saying large numbers when are speaking these languages?
Oh, for sure. I don't think I ever learned the large numbers in Japanese. Yeah. I stayed very elementary in Japanese. Even in Spanish, I don't know. I did a lot of pointing, a lot of mistakes, that kind of thing. So, yeah.
Yeah. I always get this question from students about, reading large numbers and how it can be really, really tough. And numbers can be said so differently in different language. It's like, I remember when I was learning French, it was actually hard to remember numbers because you kind of need to do math when you're when you're saying numbers. And, to me, I mean, of course, if you get used to it, you're not thinking about doing math. But when I'm learning it, it's like, that's all I could think about.
Yes.
But, the point is that it's tricky in another language to get used to numbers. And, a lot of people find them hard to read. And I think even native speakers in English, sometimes if you see a large number, it can sometimes kind of take a second.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Me too. I mean, native speakers don't really work in many zeros unless they're working, they're investors or something
right
on Wall Street. In that case, we don't really use these huge numbers that often. Right, Michelle?
Right. Exactly. So we're going to get into this topic more today. But first, we wanted to say thank you so much to our listeners.
Oh, my God. It's all about you guys. We love these reviews. Michelle, this is great. We have a review from someone, 117 from China on October 7th. And the person says, oh, for God's sake, I love you guys so much. That's awesome. I love that. And someone in Taiwan, Joy from Taiwan, October 7th. Louise Holling from Mexico. Freira Nunn from the US on October 5th. Mekvi from Turkey on October 7th. And Annie Bruni from Turkey on September 24th. Thank you guys so much. And leave us a review if you haven't done it yet. Right, Michelle?
Definitely, definitely. Oh, that's awesome. Okay, well, thank you guys so much. So we're going to get into this question today. I really like it. I think today is going to be a lot of fun. So Lindsay, could you read the question for us?
Yeah, exactly. Let's do it. So here we go. This is from Abby Zhang from the US on August 8th. It was actually in a review. Was this in an app review? No, this is in a podcast review. Okay. Great. Mm-hmm. So guys, remember, you can also ask your questions inside your review, okay? All right. Hi, Lindsay, Michelle, and Jessica. I love you guys so much. Thank you for all the best episodes. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed. Oh. This is Abby from China, but working in India at the present moment, I have one question. I don't understand the figure such as 100,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, 1,010,905. How to say and write that? Too much confusion. Really, thank you guys so much if you could help. Okay.
Okay. This is a fun question. Yeah. Like I said, I have definitely had a lot of students ask me about this. Especially for listening, it can be really hard. But we've done some episodes on this in the past, Lindsay. What have we done?
Yeah, go to 1059, guys, and that's how to be relevant when the topic moves to numbers, right? Because you guys are great with vocabulary, but what happens when all of a sudden people are throwing out numbers? What do you do? How do you stay in that conversation? So go to that episode or try episode 382, how to not be awkward when you use numbers in English.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so let's do it. All right, so the number that Abby wrote was 301-010-905. Okay, guys, you cannot go through this episode without a transcript.
Yeah, that's the first point.
That is the first point. Get the transcripts for this one. All right, but this would be 301,010,905. So, yes. Lindsay, what about and? I was told that you usually don't say and with numbers. I'm not sure the actual rule, but I don't say and. What about you?
I think for these big numbers, I don't think you have time. It's enough of a mouthful just trying to say 301 million and et cetera, right?
Yeah, 301 million. That's a lot.
Yeah, yeah, it's too much. For these big, huge numbers where we're stringing together nine digits, guys, don't worry about the and. But when it's if it were just 905, I would say that. 905. Would you?
Yeah, 900. Yeah, I probably would on a smaller number. That's true. But yeah, with the bigger ones, it doesn't need to. I mean, I don't think that it's wrong in either way. I think that people say both. So that's what I think. But if you were to look it up, I feel like I remember in grade school hearing like, don't say and blah, blah, blah. But I'm not quite sure if there's an actual hard and fast rule about that. I hear both.
Yeah, and it's also hard to notice whether someone's even saying and, right? If we said 301,010,905, right. 905, that's a very tiny difference. I just added an and in the first part, right?
But right.
I mean, geez.
Yeah, let's not worry about that too much. But if you want to look more into it, that'd be great.
Be my guest. Don't worry.
Exactly. So let's get into it more. So again, what you do is you start with the largest number, and it all has to do with how many spaces there are, right? How many zeros, right?
Exactly, Michelle. Exactly. Yeah. So for example, right?
For 10. Example, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like we have one. So like 1 to 40, right? And mm-hmm. then, you know, 50, 60, 70, 80 with 10, right?
Yeah. That's easy. Our listeners, I'm sure, have that. And then 100. And what can we think of here with 100?
Well, there are two spaces after, right? So 200 or the number 563, right?
Yeah.
That's five and then two spaces, right? So that's 563.
Yeah, I love it. And then 1,000, we have three spaces, right?
Exactly. So what's a number, Lindsay?
So for example, 1,234. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. And if I were to put an and, I would say 1,234, but I don't have to.
And that would be okay too, I think. I think so. Again, don't worry about the and too much, guys. Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, so now, so those are the easy ones, right?
Yeah.
So, again, guys, if you don't have the transcript, this is going to sound like crazy talk.
This would actually be a good video lesson too, but definitely get the transcript. Again, you can get them in the iOS app at allersenglish.com/bonuses or just by email subscription, allersenglish.com/subscribe. Now we're getting into out of our zone of genius, away from language, into math, right, Michelle?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, my gosh. I remember once you had me do some sort of math question. Maybe it was one of these other ones. And I like panicked about it for like two weeks before I planned.
I can totally imagine that. That's so funny.
All right. So after 1,000, we have 100,000. Uh-oh. Okay.
We should be able to do this.
All right. We have five. Spaces. Yes. Mm. So if you have a number and it looks like this, 501221, it would be 500, 1,221.
Yeah, 501,000. 501,000. It sounds weird. 501,000.
So you feel like there's an and?
I don't know. I think it depends on my mood, to be honest.
I think so, too. That's why I didn't even, that's it just changes. Yeah. Anyway, million.
I want to jump in and just note that where the comma goes is where we're pausing, right? In many cases, at least in
this
word. That's
a good point.
In this one. So 501,000, comma, 221, right? So 501,000 and I go down 221.
Right. Exactly. Okay, so million has six, billion has nine. We're not going to do all of these, but... Yeah. Let's do trillion.
Oh, we go straight to trillion. Okay, Michelle.
We're going to go straight
to
trillion because the listener asked about trillion. So how many spaces are there in trillion?
Oh my gosh, looks like 12.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a big number. I don't know why you'll ever need to say this.
I know. I don't
but
even.
But this is one of those episodes. We're just going for it, guys. This is just fun.
Okay, we're having fun with it. What is it, Michelle? And I want to challenge our listeners, guys. Maybe take out a pen and paper. And if you don't have the transcripts, try to note this down. Write it out for yourself, right? Write these out as you hear them.
Right. Exactly. So, trillion. Okay, if we have the numbers 1, 2, comma, 950, comma, 031, comma, 553, comma, 111. Lindsay, you want to take a crack at it?
Oh, you're putting this on me? Okay.
It's you.
All right. This is how we say it, guys. 12,950,031,553,111.
Whew. Okay.
Jeez, Michelle. I think I should just go get a job on Wall Street now because I'm ready.
I think you should. I mean, gosh, if you're talking in those numbers, definitely.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Let's keep going.
Actually, let's...
Let's stop.
We're gonna stop after trillion because my head is gonna pop off.
Because we don't have any use, right? I mean, unless our listener here, it's a great question and I'm happy that our listener asked about it, but unless you are working, I don't know, in like world economics,
right,
you're never gonna use the word. You're never gonna need to pronounce this number.
Right, I would learn up to billion. Can't think of a time. That's why it's even, if I saw that number, I'd have to be like, wait, is that billion? Is that trillion? What is it? It would take me a second.
And also nowadays you see often, for example, when we see in our analytics for different technical programs, we'll see things like 1.2K instead of 1,200.
Right. Oh, that's good. That's a good point, Lindsay. Sometimes we have ways to kind of shorten it.
Yeah, exactly. So watch out for that too. Maybe we'll do another episode on that.
That's a good idea. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Maybe next time. We'll see.
We'll see. All right. But guys, okay. Obviously, this was a lot of numbers in this episode, but we want to talk about how to remember these things if it is important for you. And the first thing is, of course, keep practicing. Find or write a large number, right? I think you could time yourself saying it, right? Mm-hmm. And try and get faster and faster, right? So it's not like 12,000 and, right? Try and get the hesitation out. Try and get more comfortable. Time yourself to make sure that you're saying it quickly. Lindsay, what else could you do?
Yeah, just listen to these numbers. I mean, doing things like listening to the news radio, talk radio, it would come up. Or you could have someone read them to you. This is a more explicit exercise. Have someone read them to you or just get them from a YouTube video. Watch a YouTube video on world economics and those kinds of numbers might come up and write them down. Okay. Yeah.
Definitely. And just also remember, the truth is native speakers may have trouble with large mm-hmm. numbers as well. So I wouldn't stress about this at yeah. all, unless it's for your job. Then, of course, you're going to want to really take the time to do it. But I can't tell you the last time I said a number like some of these on the show yeah. today. So don't stress mm-hmm. about it. You know, try and think about when would you need to use numbers like this? Like maybe you're buying a car. So maybe you need to use something in the thousands.
In the thousands.
Or maybe you're talking about, you know, someone who makes a lot of money and you want to do the millions or the hundred thousands, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When would you need to use these? You know, because they're good to know, but they're not absolutely essential, a lot of these.
Yeah, exactly, Michelle. As adults, you guys, you need to be smart about how to spend your time learning English, right? Don't waste your time with the trillion thing, even the billion thing. But I think concentrating in the thousands and the millions.
Yeah.
For example, another place you could watch that would be a fun way to learn this is like Shark Tank, right? Where
I love Shark Tank.
I love it too. It's so funny. The entrepreneurs, they come up and they ask for a certain amount of money, and there's a lot of negotiations that go on around the offer, you know, offering a loan for a certain percentage for, and then they're asking for a capital investment of $1.2 million, for example. Right. That would be a good place to have fun listening to English and learn these numbers.
Definitely, definitely. That is such a good show. Oh, that's one of my favorite. You can sit there so and watch funny. That show for hours and not realize how much of your life has been wasted. But and at least you're kind of like learning something.
And it's also really fun to watch it. Yeah. And then often it's a rerun. So you go and look and see how the company's doing now.
Yes, I do that.
It's really fun. That's so cool.
All the time. I can't even tell.
I never would have thought you'd be that into that show, Michelle. No, that's so funny.
I do like it. Do you have a favorite shark?
Oh, my favorite shark. I like Robert because he seems quite like down to earth, and he's like the least flashy one, I think.
Yeah.
And he actually seems like a genuinely nice guy. A couple of those guys seem like jerks, to be honest.
Yeah. It's funny with Robert because I feel like he gets stepped on a lot because he is nicer guy. Like I feel like Mark Cuban really like walks all over him, and I feel bad for him. But I do think he's nice. I like Lori too.
Lori's cool. And who's the other woman who's on?
Barbara,
she's cool too. Yeah. I would want one of the women as my investor. Yeah, they're cool. Cool ladies.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, guys. let's give you one number and see if you can write it. We're going to give you a little quiz, okay? The number is 53,782.
Yeah, so we challenge you guys to scribble down, not if you're driving right now, but just scribble down if you're on the train and see if you get it. And what are we going to put this back on the blog, Michelle? Is that the plan?
Well, I'll give you the answer now. So again, 53,782, okay, is 53,782. Let us know if you got it right.
Yes, I like it. And the next one, I'll go ahead and read this one out.
Okay.
Yeah? Okay.
Should we keep going?
Sure, do one more maybe.
Let's just do one more.
Okay, so 6,214,909. So write that one out, guys.
Do, 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 do. All right, so what's the answer?
All right, so 6,214,909.
All right, this has been fun, guys. Yep. I think we're going to hang it up for today. But, you know, numbers are tough and, you know, it can vary so much between language. It's not just the words for the number, but how they're constructed, right?
Totally.
So it can really vary a lot. And just know that native speakers would have a tough time with these larger numbers anyway. So follow our tips for practice and let us know how it goes.
Yeah. And that's the other takeaway for today, I think, is also just understand what you need to prepare for, like what kind of numbers you're going to use in your life, and just prepare that way, right? Be smart about how you're preparing, guys. All right. Okay. Michelle, thanks for hanging out today and talking about Shark Tank.
All right. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.